Thank you for downloading this Absolute Radio podcast. Wake up to Christian O'Connell, Frank Skinner and Dave Gorman on your iPhone or iPod Touch. Download your free alarm clock now from the Absolute Radio iTunes store.
Hello, yo ho ho. When I say ho, I don't mean ho as in, why is prostitute a ho? Hooker, but that'd be a who.
I don't know.
Who.
I think it's,
ho.
I think it's American slang of some sort, so maybe American would be able to help us.
All right, I know it's American, but anyway, it's Christmas time, and this is the second Ian Lee and Eloise exclusive to Absolute Radio Christmas podcast, and I reckon we'll probably get as many downloads as the Badil and Skinner Fantasy Football World Cup podcast will get during the World Cup. I think we'll probably get even more.
Yeah.
I just have that feeling.
When do you envisage this one going out?
Probably at the same time as the other one, as I imagine, because everyone's going to be on holiday, so,
so
just fire them out. But don't listen to the second one. Listen to the other one first.
Yeah.
And then let's save this one. If you just listen to the first one, don't listen to this one straight away. Save it.
See, the other one's like the Christmas Eve.
Yeah, this is Christmas
and this
Day.
This is Christmas Day.
Yo, ho, ho, and a bottle of rum.
What did Father Christmas bring you?
What voice is that? That's the voice of a paedophile you've done there. Not very seasonal, although for many. Anyway, what's your favourite Christmas film?
Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life.
I've not seen that since I was really young, so I don't remember it very well.
Well, they've just
I'm
remastered DVD of it in colour.
Colour. No. Films where they've colourised them are crap.
It looks all right, actually.
No, it doesn't. But it's not meant to. It's meant they're shot in black and white. Well, they're meant to be black and white. They're filmed.
If I remember,
they're
half
lit.
Of it is black and white in the original anyhow.
It's all black and white. You're thinking of The Wizard of Oz.
No.
You're thinking of the jazz singer.
I'm sure when they, black and white for part of it.
No.
And then...
No.
I think it goes to colour.
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
I've got it on VHS. So
Scrooged.
That's your favourite?
With
Bill Murray?
Yeah, they're not showing it till the 29th of December. You idiots. Who wants to watch a Christmas movie then?
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah, that's a good film. Michael Caine.
Brilliant.
Michael Caine. Did you see Sir Paul McCartney on The X Factor yesterday, a couple of weeks ago?
No.
Oh, dear God.
What do you mean yesterday, a couple of weeks ago?
Well, it was yesterday in real time.
Oh,
a couple of weeks
I see.
Ago in
yeah.
Christmas time.
Oh, I see.
The thing is, I have to be careful because I've got a friend of mine who's really good friends with Paul McCartney, who's good friends. They phone each other up. But, oh dear.
Rough.
Terrible. And what has he done to his hair?
I've never seen it.
It looks like he was wearing a wig. I tweeted, it looks like he's wearing Tony Blackburn's wig. I forgot that Tony Blackburn follows me on Twitter. Hey, I was being very, very funny.
Did
twittering.
You delete it?
No.
Oh.
I was being very, very funny twittering on during the X Factor. So funny that Davina McCall, yes, that Davina McCall, retweeted two of my tweets. And one of them was so funny that Davina McCall retweeted it, and then Jenny Falconer, who I don't know who she is, apparently she's on GMTV.
She's blonde.
She retweeted one of Davina's retweets of me.
Really?
That's brilliant. I got so excited. And then Lorraine Kelly retweeted one. It wasn't the same Lorraine Kelly though. It was a different Lorraine Kelly, which is just, but I've gone up like 350 Twitterers as a direct result of Davina McCall's demeanor. Davina's demeanor. I love Davina McCall. She's a nice lady.
That's nice that she's like a fan of yours and that.
She's nice. Oh look,
I don't know any celebrities.
Who's Danielle Ward?
No idea.
Well, it says, Ian, not only are we both on Absolute Radio.
Oh, she's one of those... I think she's a stand-in person, actually.
Oh, I feel really rude now, because... let's see what... I'm a street-walking cheetah with a heart full of napalm, and I've been on the news quiz. Danielle Ward.
Oh, do you know who she is? She's one of Dave Gorman's co-presenters.
Oh, well, she sounds very, very nice. I'm going to reply back to her. Anyway, Merry Christmas. I thought we might try... Because Vinny's not in the last podcast. Maybe we could try Vinny.
He is?
Vinny wasn't in the last... we couldn't get hold of him.
Yes, you're right.
It was Andre and Barry.
And Barry.
But we're recording these on different days. We recorded that maybe a couple of weeks ago. So let's... here's Vinny's number.
Okay.
I'm going to just read it out. 07...
Hang on a sec.
I won't. Another station. Was it LBC? So I keep saying another station, it's LBC. There was a fashion. You know, you can get like new mobile number for free, like on O2 or something. Like Vinny and another caller, and maybe someone else as well, got these numbers and they came on air and said, "Can I give up my mobile number?" And so we did. And so the people could phone up. Maybe Vinny should do it again. Vinny, we'll ask him. But Vinny gave out his number and people could just phone him up. And then we had to stop because, like, a kid phoned up one of these people. We don't know who, and it got sexually inappropriate. So we had to.
Oh, well,
it wasn't
God.
Vinny. It definitely wasn't Vinny.
Yeah, what do you want? Yeah, what do you want?
Come on. Just wonder what you do for Christmas.
Your call has been forwarded to the Virgin Mobile.
That's disappointing.
Let's try again.
Try him again. Let me just send him a text saying,
all right, then.
Pick up your phone, you knob.
I'm just going to have a little check of this. Absolute Radio. I might have done her a misjustice.
Who?
Well, she might have her own show, and for all I know.
I'll be honest, I don't listen to music radio. I don't listen to music radio.
It was a bit of a weird tweet that she sent.
Well, you don't know what she said.
You just read it out, didn't you?
What do you think it said?
It just said something like, not only are we on Absolute Radio, but this, and I can't remember what you said, but I remember thinking that's a bit strange.
I'm sure I saw you at a screening of Head and a Peter Talk gig. Monkeys
fan. I didn't read that, no. I don't know what you said then. You must have been reading someone else's.
Google it. Someone's tweeted me. Daniel Phillips. Hi, Ian. I've lost £70 in 7 months. Please follow me to keep up to date with my progress. I have such a long way to go. I don't want to follow.
Yeah, Dave Gorman's co-host.
And is she nice?
Never met her.
I mean, is she nice?
She looks a little bit frightening.
Oh, really? I like frightening people. Let's have a look. Hang on. I'm sure she does. I'm sure she's a delightful lady.
I just think it's not in a. It's not like.
I recognise her.
Scary way.
No,
well, she just looks like she might.
Very pouty, isn't she? Very pouty.
She just looks like she might not.
Well, stand-up comedian. Yeah, Daniel Wood. I do know the name. Oh, she's been on Newsnight with Charlie Brooker. I do recognise her. Yes. He seems. Oh, look, Vinny's ready. Give Vinny a call. Please.
Yay.
Isn't this a lovely Christmas podcast?
What?
Merry Christmas, Verinda.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
It's Christmas Day, and we're recording our Christmas podcast for the listeners.
Okay.
So stop being a cock and be nice.
All right, then.
Merry Christmas, Verinda.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to me.
Oh, yeah.
Eloise is here, and the listener.
Merry Christmas, Ian. Merry Christmas, Eloise.
Merry Christmas. What did you get?
Hang on, let me finish.
Sorry.
Merry Christmas, listeners.
Oh. What did you get for Christmas?
Well, hang on, it's not actually Christmas Day yet. Hopefully they'll be listening on Christmas Day, but it's still only the 14th of December.
Is it?
Well, yeah. Hello.
Yeah, so I don't know what I've got yet.
What have you asked Santa to bring you? Men's bums again?
No, it was...
Not this year.
A game.
What game's that, Vinny?
You know, that new Beatles game.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you had an Xbox or a PlayStation.
Yeah, I've got a PS3.
Have you?
Yeah.
When did you get that?
About 6 months ago.
Yeah, what's your favourite game on it?
Okay.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Well, I said, what's your favourite game on it?
Oh, I like the skateboard games.
Yeah?
So what's your... Tony Hawk's, and I like the football games, Pro Evolution.
Yeah? And you got it 6 months ago?
Yeah.
How much did that cost?
About, I don't know, 200. My mum bought it.
Yeah, where'd she get it from?
Argos.
Have you got the USB stick, or are you going with the promo?
No, USB.
You're talking out your arse. I just made stuff up then, Vinny. You haven't got a PlayStation.
Yeah, I haven't. I'm just pretending.
What was your purpose of outing him, Ian?
What's your purpose of lying, Verinda?
Because I never had a console in my life.
Oh, see, you've just, like, made...
Yeah.
You know, he's like Tiny Tim now.
Yeah, I'm trying to be cool.
Yeah, you know, Vinny, listen, you should just be yourself. I know it's, you know, a bit insignificant, a bit annoying, a bit rubbish, but that's what you should be.
Yeah. So, what do you do for Christmas then?
Well, we go and slaughter a live pig for our Christmas fun in the back garden.
Okay. What are you going to do? How are you going to do it then?
We're going to get, my wife is going to hold the pig down. Uh-huh. And that's always a sight. It's wonderful to see her chasing the pig around the pen.
Yeah.
And then when she's got it, I get the sharp nut butcher's knife and I just slit its throat.
Are you going to make it kosher or halal?
I think we're going to go halal this year.
What's the difference?
Well, halal, does it allow you slit the throat and you hang it so the blood drips out?
Well, one's a Jewish and one's a Muslim.
Yeah, but what's the difference with slitting?
I don't know.
Hey, Vinny, here's something. You know when ladies have a baby?
Uh-huh.
You know their vaginas?
Yeah.
Their vaginas can split open.
Yeah.
And you know the perineum, the bit of skin between the vagina and the anus?
Yeah.
That can split.
I don't want to see that then. If I have a kid, you know, I'll let her you know, do her stuff. And when once it's done, I'll go in the room and look at the baby. Hello? Is anybody there?
What would you call your baby, Vinny, if you had one?
If it was a boy.
No, if it was a girl.
If it was a girl, it would be, I don't know, Amber.
That's a nice name.
It is nice.
And if it was a boy?
Zachary.
Zachary's a good name, actually.
Yeah.
And if it was somewhere in between?
Ashley, yeah.
Clever.
Vinny, we were wondering, would you like to do a special episode, a Christmas episode, of Lex the Homosexual Ghost?
Yeah, all right then.
Away you go.
All right, I have to think. Okay. All right. Lex was on his daily routine, looking for men. Woo! Looky what we got here then! Oh! This! Why are you? Said the man. I'm Lex! And I like your bum.
Okay, well, there's Lex the Homosexual Ghost. Marvellous, Vinny. What does your Christmas day involve, Vinny?
TV, food, and TV.
Okay, so are you looking forward to... Are you EastEnders or Christmas or Coronation Street, or do you do all of them?
EastEnders.
Yeah.
I never really watched Coronation Street.
Someone's going to die, aren't they?
Yeah, someone always dies.
Someone always dies. Well, Vinny, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Okay.
It's going a bit awkward at the end there, isn't it? I guess we'll say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Up yours.
Bye.
Yeah, that's Vinny. I was wondering if we could give Buzz Aldrin a call. There's Buzz Aldrin's phone number. This is lovely, isn't it? What a joy.
So Vinny tweeted me today and said that.
Oh yeah, what was that?
I'm sorry, Eloise, I don't like Tariq, he's not a nice person.
Oh, yes, because he bummed Tariq for a while, didn't he?
Yeah, but what changed?
He's scared of getting banned. Then he's got no outlet.
You know when it's plus 4-4, is that another 7?
That's a 0.
Oh.
You're listening to the Ian Lee and Eloise Christmas Special 2. Hope you're having a marvellous, marvellous Christmas. I know I will be. I love Christmas.
I'm like Madonna, I've only got one word name. Eloise.
So I'm calling Buzz Aldrin here. Here we go. The phone is ringing. Fingers crossed, Buzz Aldrin will answer the phone. Hello, is that Buzz Aldrin?
Hello.
Hello, is Buzz Aldrin there, please?
It's Edwin, hello.
Sorry?
Edwin Aldrin.
Who's Edwin?
It's me.
Yeah, who are you, sir?
It's Buzz Aldrin, yeah.
Is that the Edwin? Is that your real name?
Yeah, it's my real name, yeah.
You mean you weren't christened Buzz?
No.
Oh, you've ruined an image.
I mean, who is this?
Ho, ho, ho. This is Father Christmas, Edwin. Have you been a good boy or a naughty boy?
Forever the pranks. The pranks.
Have you been a good boy?
Or... I don't want to talk about it. Is this the press?
No, it's Father Christmas. Have you been a good boy or a naughty boy?
Father Christmas, just play along. It's Ian and Eloise from Absolute Radio, and we're just doing the Father Christmas thing. Just play along, Buzz. Come on, man.
How did you get this number?
Well, you phone us up all the time.
It's saved on the system, Buzz. Not that stalking you.
Right, okay, so...
What? We're just recording a Christmas special podcast because we're off for 2 weeks. We've just had Vinny on doing a special Christmas edition of Lex the Homosexual Ghost. We thought we'd phone you up and just see how, you know, what Christmas is like for a man who's been to...
Don't even think about it.
Think about what?
You know what you're going to talk about.
I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about Christmas. I don't care about the moon. The moon's not even a planet.
What about Christmas?
What do you do for Christmas?
Not much. Spend it with the family in Leicester.
Leicester?
Yep.
I thought they'd live like in like America.
No.
Listen, let's just cut through the bullshit. Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
Why are you so miserable? Or every time you phone up, you're just so miserable, so cocky. I literally couldn't give a stuff about the moon, Buzz. What is your problem?
You know what the problem is. People phoning me up like you all the time, you know, wanting to get it out of me. I know what you're doing. You're trying the hardball technique. I don't want to know about it.
It's not what...
But you do.
I don't want... I literally couldn't care less about the moon or not.
Stop saying the M-word.
Well, moon, 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 moon.
You finished now?
Moon.
She started now.
Right. Look, just ask me a question. I'll answer it. And then let me go, alright?
Okay, I have a question. Have you got Neil Armstrong's number?
I'm giving you the astronaut's finger. Get lost!
Unbelievable.
Let's hang up.
Merry Christmas to you. Well, supposed to be a rather jolly Christmas special there, and it's all got a little bit miserable because we talked to that miserable sod.
Bar humbug.
We must try and get hold of Neil Armstrong's number because I don't really...
I bet he's the nice one.
Oh, I bet Neil is a joy. What a joy to talk to.
Didn't Vinny phone up as Neil Armstrong once, but hadn't read Wikipedia, so he didn't know anything?
Oh dear. How long is that Christmas special?
18 minutes.
Oh, that'll do, won't it? That's lovely. Well, listen, genuinely hope you have a nice Christmas and you're having a wonderful time and all of that stuff. You can rest assured we will be. Well, we're back on 4th of January, is it?
Yes.
Okay, see you then. Have a lovely Christmas. Happy New Year. Ta-ta.
Bye.